if you're considering cloud computing, you're going to listen up here. Agencies are soon going to be able to rely on third-party cybersecurity certifications when buying cloud services. The National Institute of Standards and Technology and the GSA are working together on a process to have commercial cloud computing providers get independent verification. They meet federal cybersecurity standards. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
Sounds like you're getting a good reception there down at FOSSI.
Well, actually not quite there yet, but yesterday I was there all day.
All right, well.
It was well worthwhile.
Tell us how this third-party certification is going to work.
Well, the idea is to have these experts, these commercial vendors really, assess security controls of other commercial vendors. They'd be accredited actually through international standards and would be actually hired by either Microsoft or Google or Amazon or you name the commercial cloud provider. Ron Ross is a senior fellow at NIST. He says that the third-party certification idea is part of the administration's FedRAMP program, which through that they're developing cloud computing security standards.
NIST is working with GSA to develop a conformity assessment program where independent third-party organizations in the private sector can be accredited to come in and assess those cloud providers to make sure the controls are actually working as intended. That independence is very important to build the trust between all the parties.
Now, he says through FedRAMP, cloud vendors will have a level playing field to work toward, meaning everyone is going to be judged on the same set of standards. And I think that's the goal. That's the end goal here.
How is this going to be similar to what NIST and GSA have already done in the past?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Amy. This is not a new idea. NIST and GSA have set up this type of third-party validation system for several different initiatives over the year. Ross from NIST says this is the type of system they use for health IT, even for HSPD-12 cards and services.
It's that independence that comes with that third party, kind of a neutral party that can make clear and concise determinations of whether people meet any requirements, whether it's health IT, PIV cards, whatever the thing might be. And we find that this can be used for cloud, but also this can also be used for the federal, the systems in general. So if you're doing an authorization process within your agency, you'll now have a list of preferred providers that you can go out there and hire to come in and do those kinds of assessments.
Now, the third-party certification process seemed to work fairly well for GSA when they did Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12. That's those secure ID cards that hopefully everyone has in the government now. The biggest complaint I remember about at that time, which was back, 2005, 2006 timeframe, was which vendor would get to go first? Who would get to go through the third-party certification first? And within that company have an advantage, because they're out the gate first. In the end, I think agencies weren't really ready for HSPD-12, so it didn't matter as much as which vendor was first. Now, the cloud could be a little different. Dave McClure is GSA's Associate Administrator in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies. He says agencies will move to cloud computing in a handful of main areas over the short term.
Infrastructure as a service, email as a service, which are beginning to really, I think, root themselves. So it's still evolutionary. It's still in its early stages, but I think we'll continue to see a healthy take-up of cloud computing, particularly for public-facing websites, storage efficiencies, testing, disaster recovery, and beginning to move a little bit into the applications in the financial and HR world. It's just inevitable trends, I think, at any one time.
Now, McClure added that cloud also is driving several initiatives that we've talked about many times, collaborations with citizens, data management and use, not just, can we get the data, but how you use it, mobile computing, which is really gaining some momentum across government, and, of course, cybersecurity. You can't forget that one.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, help sort out the timeline a little bit for us, because we have to have this third-party certification process in place, and the FedRAMP process for establishing the standards itself is not done yet. And meanwhile, several agencies have already moved their email to the cloud. So tell us what the timelines are looking like.
Now, sure. The third-party certification is definitely dependent on FedRAMP. Now, GSA, the Homeland Security Department, and the Defense Department are in the middle of finalizing those FedRAMP requirements. NIST Ross says that they could be done by the fall, though I've been told by one administration official recently that the requirements actually could be ready by August. So I'm not sure there's an exact time frame that anyone's playing toward. I think that it's as soon as possible, but that could be anywhere from a month to 2 or 3 months. But when FedRAMP is ready, Ross says NIST will begin getting those third-party accreditors in place.
There'll be announcements put out. I think we're going to plan some workshops at NIST to kind of get the community energized and focused on the things we're trying to do. And then, yeah, there'll be a whole process you'll go through. There'll be requirements that'll be laid out for the assessment organizations, all under international standards, the ISO standards. And so that'll all be coming out in the near future.
Do you foresee companies that have traditionally done CNAs to now jump into that as a third-party assessor, or you'll see more traditional IVNV type of contractors?
I think the door is wide open. I think any company who either has done the IVNV or the CNAs in the previous days can come in and migrate to this new type of capability. But it's going to provide a great capability that we can use across the federal government.
So in the meantime, as agencies are waiting for FedRAMP to finish and NIST and GSA to set this third-party process, GSA's McClure says several vendors under the Infrastructure as a Service blanket purchase agreement, which is something GSA awarded a few months ago, actually have received what they call the authority to operate, meaning these vendors can start selling their specific web cloud-based services to agencies. Now, IAC and Apidus are among the first companies. IAC will offer cloud storage, virtual machines, cloud web hosting, just for an example. And I'm also hearing from other vendor sources that CGI and CTC are at least very close to getting their what they call the authority to operate. So things are starting to build a little momentum. Agencies are going to start having a little bit more choices if they want to start buying these cloud services. But FedRAMP, in many ways, is the big key, and then this third-party certification fits under it.
So along with FedRAMP, then NIST also working on those cybersecurity-related documents. Did you get an update there?
Yeah. In fact, NIST just released a new privacy controls appendix, or what they call a supplement, to their big security controls publication called 853. Ross says this document elevates privacy controls at the same level of security.
It consists of a series of privacy controls. They're based on the Federal Information Practice Principles, the FIPS, internationally recognized. And it's our attempt to put some structure and discipline to the requirements that will allow agencies to have, like our security controls, well-defined specifications for privacy that can be implemented and then enforce the privacy requirements that are driven from the Privacy Act of 74, the eGov Act, and also OMB policy.
Now, he says the new appendix also builds off of the Federal Enterprise Architecture Privacy Profile, which is the idea that this goes across all what they call business layers, data layers, and the other areas of the Federal Enterprise Architecture. We have a document, the Privacy Appendix, linked up right there at federalnewsradio.com to make it easier for people to find. Ross says this new appendix is actually part of the total evolution that all of NIST security documents really are going through. For instance, NIST will also revise their 853, which is the main security publication, really outlines the controls for federal systems. Now, those new controls, they're also going to add new controls, including how to address insider threat challenges and web-based and email-based security, which NIST Ross says is one of the most common security vulnerabilities agencies face. And actually, they're also going to address security controls for critical infrastructure, so the electric grid, power plants, things like that. He says a draft of that new 853 should be out by September, and a final document is expected by December.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
And you can hear Jason's entire report on federalnewsradio.com.